Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. We would like to welcome everyone to Yoshibamax's fourth quarter 2019 earnings conference call. Present at the conference today and available for the Q&A session are Mr. Marcos Oliveira, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Elcio Ito, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer, and Caio Moraes, Treasury and Investor Relations Executive Officer. We'd like to inform that this conference call is being broadcast on the Internet at the company's website, www.eoship.com.br, and the presentation is available to download at the Investor Information section. We also inform that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation, and then we will start the Q&A session. During this call, in case any participant should need assistance, please press star zero. Reach the operator. Before proceeding, we'd like to mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Yoshibamax's management, as well as information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance, involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Marcos Oliveira, Yoshibamax's CEO. Mr. Oliveira, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, and welcome to our fourth quarter earnings conference call. I will follow the slides in the presentation made available at our website. On slide number one, in terms of the highlights for the fourth quarter and 2019, we achieved a consolidated net operating revenue of 2,338,000,000 reais in the fourth quarter of 19 and 10,016,000,000 reais in 2019, a decrease of 4.8% compared to the fourth quarter of 18 and an increase of 4.2% compared to 2018. A growth in revenue from domestic sales of 1.3% in the fourth quarter and 13.1% in 2019. An EBITDA of 215 million reais in the fourth quarter and 1,096,000,000 reais in 2019. A decrease of 11.3% compared to the fourth quarter of 18 and an increase of 3.7% compared to 2018. A net income of 39 million reais in the fourth quarter and 337 million reais in 2019. A decrease of 49% compared to the fourth quarter of 18 and an increase of 67.6% compared to 2018. Had a resolution to pay 126.8 million reais in earnings for 2019, of which 25.6 million in equity interest already declared before and 101.2 million in dividends. Our financial leverage at the end of 2019 was 2.2 times, same level observed in 2018. We also had a renegotiation of debt in Mexico in the total amount of $60.9 million with substantial cost reduction and extension of term. On slide number two, when we look at the consolidated net operating revenue for the company, we achieved 2,339 million reais of net operating revenue in the fourth quarter of 19, a reduction of 4.8% versus the fourth quarter of 18. For the full year, we had a net operating revenue of 10 billion and 16 million reais, an increase of 4.2% versus the prior year. This was related to a small growth of the Brazilian domestic market in the fourth quarter, and a decrease in vehicle production volumes in international markets, as it can be observed in the following slides. On slide number 3, talking about operational performance in terms of net operating revenue and also looking at the market performance in the different regions where we operate. Slide 3 talks about South America, and we can see this increase in operating revenue of 1.3% in the fourth quarter, achieving 614 million reais. And for the full year 2019, a net operating revenue of 2,681 million reais, an increase of 13.1%. The participation in our consolidated net operating revenue of South America was 26.8% in 2019 versus 24.6% in 2018. When you look at the market performance in terms of vehicles produced in South America, particularly Brazil in this case, light vehicle production was up 0.4% in the fourth quarter of 19, and it was up 2.1% versus 2018 for the full year. In terms of commercial vehicles, production in the fourth quarter in Brazil was down 5.5%, and it was up 5.3% for the full year 2019. The growth in domestic demand in Brazil was the major driver of higher production for the full year, despite a reduction in vehicle exports during the year, mainly to Argentina. On slide number 4, looking at North America, our net operating revenue was 638 million reais in the fourth quarter, a reduction of 12.7%. And for the full year 2019, our net operating revenue was 3,043 million reais, an increase of 8.2% versus the prior year. The participation of the North American market in our net operating revenue was 29.2% in 2018, and it was 30.4% for the full year 2019. Looking at the market performance in terms of vehicles produced, the light vehicle segment was down 9% in the fourth quarter of 19, and it was down 4% versus the full year 2018. In terms of commercial vehicles, production was down 13.5% in the fourth quarter, and production for commercial vehicles for the full year 2019 was up 5.1% versus 2018. On slide number 5, looking at the same indicators for Europe, our net operating revenue was 861 million reais, or down 2.1% versus the fourth quarter of 18. And our full year net operating revenue in Europe was 3,386 million reais, down 3.6% versus 2018. The participation of Europe in our net operating revenue was down from 36.5% in 18 to 33.8% in 2019. Looking at vehicle production in Europe, we can observe that light vehicles was down 5.4% in the fourth quarter, and it was down 4.8% for the full year 2019 versus 2018. In terms of commercial vehicles, production was down 12.8% in the fourth quarter, and it was down 0.7% for the full year 2019. On slide number 6, looking at the same indicators for Asia and other markets, our net operating revenue in the fourth quarter was 226 million reais, down 5.8%. And for the full year 2019, our net operating revenue was down 1.6%, achieving 907 million reais. The participation of Asia and others in our net operating revenue was also down from 9.6% in 18 to 9.1% in 2019. Looking at vehicle production in one of our main markets in Asia, which is the Indian market, we can see the production of light vehicles in India in the fourth quarter was down 8%, and production of light vehicles in India was down 11% for the full year. In the commercial vehicle segment, production was down 34.2% in the fourth quarter, and it was down 26.2% for the full year 2019. On slide number 7, looking at the net operating revenue by product line, the more relevant change you can see on a year-over-year base is the participation of our structural components for commercial vehicle segment that it represented 17% of our operating revenue in 2018, and in 2019 represented 20%, primarily due to the growth in the commercial vehicle segment in Brazil and the growth for the commercial vehicle segment in North America observed until the third quarter of last year. On slide number 8, the variations in terms of revenue by customer is mainly driven by market dynamics that we talked about in the prior slides and the commercial vehicle segment growth in Brazil in North America during 2019. On slide number 9, our gross profit was 228 million reais in the fourth quarter of 19, down 25.7% versus the fourth quarter of the prior year. And for the full year, our gross margin was 11.8% on a gross margin down versus the prior year, and a gross profit of 1,185 million reais in the for the full year, down 10.1% versus the prior year. The decrease in sales and production in Europe, India, and North America, mainly in the fourth quarter, were the main drivers of the impact to the lower operational leverage of the company related to such demand and production reductions in the international market. On slide number 10, looking at the earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization for the company was 215 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2019 with an EBITDA margin of 9.2% in the fourth quarter. And for the full year, our EBITDA was 1,096 million reais, down or up 3.7% versus the prior year, with a margin at 10.9% in the full year 2019. Just as a reminder, we had some non-recurring effects during 2019. We had a favorable decision to exclude the ICMS tax from the PIS and COFINS tax base with a positive effect of 60 million reais in the fourth quarter and 59 million reais for the full year 2019. On the other hand, our structure adjustments in North America had a negative effect of approximately 9.8 million reais during the fourth quarter of last year. On slide number 11, looking at net income in the fourth quarter was 39 million reais, down versus the prior year. And for the full year 2019, our net income was 337 million reais, up 67.6% versus 2019, versus 18. Always with a reminder that we had some non-recurring effects, as mentioned in the prior slides, that had a positive impact to the full-year results of the company. On slide 12, talking about our investments, we had a reduction in our investments in the fourth quarter of 19 of 38% versus the fourth quarter of 18, with a total investments of 138 million reais in the fourth quarter. And for the full year, our investments were 519 million reais, relatively stable versus the prior year, despite a Brazilian real devaluation during the year. Some of the main projects in 2019 were the beginning of our operations in the new aluminum wheels plant in India, a capacity increase in our plant in Thailand, and investments in automation and productivity at different plants, mainly at the Cruzeiro plant in Brazil. On slide 13, looking at our net debt and leverage, our net debt at the fourth quarter of 19 was down versus the third quarter of 19, with a total net debt of 2,415 million reais, and a financial leverage of 2.2 times net debt over EBITDA in the fourth quarter of 19, also down versus the third quarter. The breakdown of our gross debt shows Brazilian real representing 41%, euro 38%, and dollar at 15%. On the bottom of the same slide 13, we can also see a reduction on short-term debt from 38% in the fourth quarter of 18 to 21% in the fourth quarter of 19, and also an average cost reduction of 5.8% per annum in 2018 to 4.2% per annum in the fourth quarter of 19. On slide 14, we have some examples of our innovation efforts during 2019. And our strategy continues to be focused on weight reduction, adding more value to our products, operational efficiency and improvements in different parts of our plants around the world, and digitalization of our processes. In summary, 2019 was a challenging year for the global automotive market. We observed a 6% reduction in vehicle production around the world compared to the previous year, with decreases in Europe, North America, and Asia. In Brazil, production continued to recover, growing 2.3% versus the prior year. During the year, as the volume expectations deteriorated, the company reacted on a timely fashion, adapting its planning to the revised expected volumes. It's worthwhile mentioning that the geographical diversification of our business provides natural protection and greater resilience to the company's results. Despite the short-term challenge, we maintain our focus on the execution of our growth and our portfolio diversification. We launched our aluminum wheels plant in India in the third quarter, and despite the sharp drop in vehicle production in this country during the year, our new plant started operations with high demand, proving the potential of the investment in this market. We also concluded during the fourth quarter the investments in the new plant of stamped components for commercial vehicles in Mexico. We also continued our efforts to innovate and develop solutions for the automotive markets, maintaining our focus on weight reductions and process improvement. With this, we would like to open the session for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star one. Our first question comes from Augusto Ensink, HSBC.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. First one, if you could expand a little bit on the structure adjustments that you mentioned for North America. Just does that entail, was that right-sizing workforce or capacity adjustments? Anything you can tell us more on that? And then secondly, just a question on coronavirus, if there's any indirect impact either along your supply chain or logistics, something that could affect you this year. Thank you.
Augusto, good morning. The restructuring last year, we had restructuring in India during the second half of last year with lower economic impact to the company. And a more relevant restructuring we had was in North America during the fourth quarter, primarily right-sizing our workforce for commercial vehicles in North America. As we observed, the North American market had a drop in production and orders for trucks, primarily Class A trucks, in the fourth quarter last year. And as we projected, such drop will continue during 2020. We took actions in the fourth quarter to right-size our capacity associated with truck product wheels and structural components in North America for the fourth quarter. Regarding the COVID-19 or coronavirus, first of all, it's really too early to tell about any impact due to this virus in terms of potential reduction of vehicle demand and production around the world, with the exception of the Chinese market that was down significantly in the months of January and February. But China today represents less than 1% of our global consolidated revenue. China today is not very representative in terms of revenue for Yoshi Maxion, for very little impact to our results or our business. And also in terms of supply, raw material and other components that we purchase around the world, we normally buy those components in the regions where we operate. Therefore, supply of raw material for us in China is only for the Chinese market. We have no exports of raw material or other components from China to other operations around the world. Therefore, the direct impact for us in terms of raw material is non-existent only to the Chinese plant that we have. Therefore, we don't expect a direct impact. We are just watching the markets, looking at the production release and production planning from our customers to see if there is a potential reduction on their schedules as we go forward. But again, as I mentioned at the beginning, it's a little bit too early to talk about any potential specific impact to specific demands in different markets.
Okay, thank you. And then let me just go back to the first question about the right sizing. Does that mean that you guys are, or sorry, do you expect that you're pretty much set in terms of, it was just a fourth quarter event, or possibly you need to do additional adjustments throughout this year?
We have done pretty much most of the adjustments, roughly between 70-75% of the adjustments were made in the fourth quarter last year. There may be a little bit more to be done in the first quarter of 2020, but the bulk has been done last year.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you'd like to make a question, please press star one. It is concluded the Q&A session. I would like to invite Mr. Oliveira to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
In conclusion, over the past years, we have always maintained our flexibility and agility to quickly adapt to change in demand in different markets, whether it's increasing or decreasing. We will continue with this philosophy, seeking to accelerate our growth, expand our portfolio, searching for constant innovation in our products and processes, and digitalize our activities to better meet the demand of our customers, adding more value and keeping the focus on the execution of our long-term strategy. Thank you very much for your participation this morning.
The Yoship Magazine conference call is concluded. Thank you very much for your participation, and thank you for using Chorus Call.